Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Vice President Kamala Harris has enough delegate support to win the Democratic nomination for president. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on the numbers and Governor Shapiro's remarks on the speculation about his political future.
Harris has the support of nearly 2,700 delegates, well over the 1,976 needed to win the nomination on the first ballot. And it was the Democrats from her home state of California that put her over the top. In Pennsylvania, the 185 delegates voted unanimously to support the VP. Party chair State Senator Sharif Street says they wanted to get everything in order quickly.
We should be out front and show that we're a united party, united behind the vice president, who has had a great tenure and great career. And then we can get back to talking about the record and not President Biden's health.
Street says they're energized now. And what would add to that, if you ask Democrats in Pennsylvania, Harris selecting Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate. At an event in Western PA yesterday, Shapiro was pressed repeatedly about his interest in the role and what he would do if asked. He says he didn't want to go into hypotheticals, and it was Harris's decision.
She will make it on her own timetable and her own timeline. She needs to choose someone that she's prepared to govern with, campaign with, and someone that she feels most comfortable with.
Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's police commissioner says it was a gun battle that left three men dead and six others wounded at a block party in West Philadelphia early Sunday morning. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports police say it all started with an argument.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says about 100 people had gathered for a party on Alden Street in the Carroll Park neighborhood.
Based on our investigation and video evidence as well, there appears to be an argument that turns into a physical altercation. As a result of that, guns are pulled and gunfire starts.
Mayor Parker called the action a wild, wild west-like culture.
It is never okay for people to come into a neighborhood block party and pull out a gun and just start shooting each other.
Police sources say the two people who started shooting at each other were killed. Police have not identified any of the victims, but Bethel said two of the deceased were brothers. He said police recovered three guns and nearly 40 bullet casings, all of which matched the ballistics of the three guns. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The country's first black-owned swim club in the heart of Delaware County is helping the next generation of swimmers make waves. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, their organization is getting some help to continue that mission.
The program is called No Child Will Drown in Our Town. And now Swim Club Board President Anthony Patterson Sr. says it's imperative to have programs like this in black communities when you look at the numbers and see 69% of African Americans do not know how to swim.
We teach these young children how to swim. They start out in 3 feet over there. And by the end of the 10-day course, they're jumping off this diving board into 11 feet and swimming to safety. We have a 99% success rate.
8-year-old Carter Anthony Fields is one of the dozens of kids taking part in the free 10-day program at the swim club in Yaton, Delaware County.
It's so fun and you can do anything.
Monday, the water utility company Aqua presented the Nile with a $10,000 check to help continue and expand the program.
And these programs cost us about $30,000, $40,000 per session. This donation is greatly, greatly appreciated.
And for kids like Carter, a donation to this program means the world.
It feels cool to be a better swimmer.
In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.